This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
Hi there. We are live with Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Dennis Hellman.
And I'm Eric Semmel.
And yes, we are. We are here, people.
Yeah. Amazingly enough. Dennis is driving the bus again, second time, Dennis. So we'll keep it on the road.
Be gentle.
And I'm at a remote location, undisclosed, broadcasting through via the interwebs. So it's the ultimate Rube Goldberg radio program where we're getting to you over the internet, and Dennis and I can't see each other, so it's going to be interesting to converse, but we'll see how the program goes. Get online, guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. And feel free to get online. We'll do our best to help you with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. It is always difficult in the first hour more easy in the first hour because you guys are all sleeping. By 10:30, you all wake up and you all try to get on the same time and drive Carolyn nuts. So get online early, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, and concerns. So, Dennis, I've got some news for you. You might have seen this in the blogs out there. From my favorite blog out there over the UK, The Register. It's got an article about here's the headline: EPA flushes water supply cybersecurity rule after losing legal fight with industry states. And of course, what could go wrong? So basically, the EPA wanted to set some basic cybersecurity requirements of our water systems. And that sounds fine, right? It sounds like a smart idea to me.
Yeah, all utilities should have solid security in place.
Yeah, right. And I spent 7 years serving on my board of water commissioners in Southington. So, I don't know anything about water, but we did our best to maintain a water system in Southington that has a $500 million net present value, believe it or not, and provide clean and safe water to the folks in Southington. And this rule was what the EPA was trying to do, was to try to protect water systems by putting in some sort of cybersecurity requirements. Now, Dennis and I work with many, many businesses that have all sorts of compliance requirements, whether it be NIST requirements or CMMC. And these are generally requirements because, in Connecticut, basically we have we have the ability to blow the planet up three times over using, Pratt & Whitney engines or nuclear submarines or helicopters. So we've got some serious hardware here in Connecticut. And our clients work with the primes, the Lockheed Martins, the Pratt & Whitneys of the world, the Sikorskys. and they have to deal with NIST compliance and CMMC compliance to make sure that CUI data is protected from people who you wouldn't want to have access to it, like the Chinese or what have you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have these requirements, and we're working hard with our clients to make sure that that data is protected. Same idea here. The EPA was trying to put together some rules that said, hey, you should probably do some basic cybersecurity assessments to make sure that your systems aren't compromised. There is a story that happened in Florida where a bad guy got into the Florida water drinking a water supply system where they were trying to mess with the controls dealing with lye, which messes with the pH of the water system, and they moved it from 100 parts per million to 11,000 parts per million.
Oh.
They remoted in via TeamViewer. And the operator saw this happening and, of course, was able to stop them from doing it. But clearly, the TeamViewer configuration on the SCADA equipment wasn't very well secured. So EPA is trying to put this in. Then, of course, a bunch of states sue them because, frankly, the EPA really doesn't have standing to do this, right? Mm-hmm. That's what their argument is, that the EPA is going to make all sorts of onerous regulations, and some of these water systems that are out there are very small, and this is going to add a lot of cost. Well, the businesses that we work with, that work with the Lockheeds, the Pratt & Whitneys, they're small too.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
You know, yeah, very small. And so that argument, as far as I'm concerned, is kind of a specious one. But in this case, the EPA lost. And now these water systems are saying, look, we need Congress to set these rules up. Now, that's the blind leading the blind if I ever saw it.
Oh, yeah. That's a disaster in the making.
Right. But that's how this works. Basically, that's how they won this argument. Here's the good news, right? So now, you know, now we're all worried about somebody logging in and cranking up the pH of our water system, or maybe putting too much chlorine in it, or who knows what they're going to try to do. The good news is most water systems don't have vats and vats of chemicals attached to it where they would be able to do anything too dangerous. You know, they don't have like a tanker truck, a lye connected to the water system where you can put in a drop or you can put in the whole tanker truck. No, it's just not designed that way. If you don't need to dose the system, there's probably a low probability that you're going to have lethal doses of the chemicals that they're trying to mess with. So that's some of the good news. So don't freak out. Some other good news is that there's an entity called the CISA. And we're going to be talking to some folks from the CISA. It's the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency. They're a federal agency started in 2018, and they have free cybersecurity vulnerability scanning for water utilities.
Wow.
Yeah. So the beauty of this is they'll actually scan your water system for free. Now, EPA lost, but this is out here. So if you're part of a board of water commissioners or doing something in your town, you can have the CISA do a free vulnerability scan. Now, here's a couple things that you should be aware of. Their results are not FOIA-able.
Oh, so you can work with them on this, and then other people can't just say, hey, hand over those records of that pen test.
Right. There's no embarrassment if it turns out that you're, you know, they find out that your password was ice cream on your SCADA system. And, you know, you had 15, you know, folks from Uzbekistan literally working the controls. They're not going to report that. Now, there's some comfort in that, right? Because people make mistakes, right? And, of course, you don't want to have the all the news go crazy about how poorly your system was secured. So the CISA says, you take it for whatever it is, it's the federal government, that they're not FOIA-able. I mean, trust whatever you'd like. But it's a good thing to consider, considering we don't have an EPA rule saying that these systems have to be protected. We also work with water treatment facilities in our business. And, you know, same idea there. They have to try to get current systems, current operating systems, current updates happening, current protections on their systems. And you should do that, too, if you're a water treatment or a water provider. It's kind of a no-brainer. So the EPA kind of overstepped their bounds, but there's ways that we can get some protections in place. Scary to think Congress is going to actually come up with these rules, because I don't know that they can come up with rules for themselves.
Well,
let alone for us. so we'll put some links up there. You can read the stories. You know, It's not a bad thing that they were shot down. They just have to work out some sort of proper rule. And I would recommend they do it the same way NIST and CMMC, or at least adopt those frameworks. They're already there. How many frameworks do you need?
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. Just impose, come up with a regulation or a guidance that says you will follow this framework or that
right.
one, or you can pick one of two and then you have to follow it. So it should be easy enough to get it going once somebody decides who can enforce it.
And that's the other thing, too. I mean, I remember when HIPAA was a thing back in 92, right? I think it was 92. It was during the Clinton era that HIPAA kind of came out. And even today, very few HIPAA rules are quote-unquote enforced from what I can tell. And even during COVID, all the HIPAA rules were kind of broken. They pretty much said, you must tell us if you are vaccinated. Well, technically, that's a break of the HIPAA rule, right?
Yes.
You're not supposed to have to be forced to give your medical information, but they're like, rule schmools. HIPAA, all these other CMMC for the manufacturers, that's up to 2.0 now, and that's not really enforced either. It's a guide. It's really they're hoping that the primes kind of force it for their subcontractors, the primes being the Pratt & Whitney's, the Lockheed's, the Sikorsky's, so that their subcontractors are at least trying to protect the data they send over so that when they're shot peening some sort of fan blade, the information on them and the make of how that or the dimensions of that fan blade or the materials as part of it are not leaked and given to the Chinese. I mean, it'll all get leaked at the actual government source, like that Raptor. Remember that Raptor story we talked about?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do.
All the materials on how the Raptor was put together was leaked right out of the government base. But on the way there, it was all protected with NIST and CMMC.
Right.
So it's very interesting. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Dennis?
I wanted to bring up a change that Google is going to be making to how you authenticate to their accounts.
Nice.
They are going to be imposing, by default, fairly soon, that instead of using a password, you are going to use a pass key. And a pass key is similar to a password, but it's anchored to either an application or a physical device. It can even be a smartphone or a YubiKey like you have, Eric. And either way, instead of you having to remember a password and type it in, you'll authenticate to your Google account using either a YubiKey or an app on your phone or something else of that nature. And it is more secure because everything is tied to that device, whatever it is.
Right.
So if, somebody in Russia gets your password, they aren't able to log in on your account because they can't do it. It's not a thing that can even happen anymore. I'm sure it's going to throw a lot of people off who've been using Google and have only used passwords to get in, but it is a positive development. And, I do recommend that people, get that in place as soon as possible so that you can be all set with it.
Yeah. And you think about it, Dennis, it's not really 2FA because the password is gone.
Right.
But it is kind of 2FA-ish, right?
It is. It's as if you're putting together all that's required to log into an account now, but you're using only the most technically secure of the two pieces, that being the password and then the second factor. You're only using the second factor this time. So,
right, which sounds counterintuitive, but it's not.
No, it isn't.
Because
it is
connected
more secure.
To you.
Yeah, it is. That's just how it works. So I think it's great. And I've been using that to get into my Google accounts for a couple of years now. Same thing with Microsoft. They have a passwordless protocol. And I've been using that. It's never been a problem.
Sounds good. Well, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We are live. Dennis is driving the show, driving the bus from Farmington, and I am at an undisclosed location via the interwebs. No Facebook Live broadcast due to that because I couldn't lug that computer as well, and you'd just be looking at me, and there's no fun in that. We have four lines all jammed up. Thank you guys for getting on with us. We got Steve, we got AJ, Jane, and Paul. So we'll get right to your calls after this quick break. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. Back. You there, Dennis? I don't hear Dennis right now.
How about now?
There you are. Those sliders.
There we are.
Gotta work those sliders.
Oh.
We're gonna be here till 11 o'clock, and taking your computer comments, questions, and concerns. And we get a full board at this hour of the morning, which is great.
Yay!
So, who do you want to go with first, there, Dennis?
I guess we go with. Let's see. It's hard for me to tell who called first.
It looks like Steve in Woodbury.
Yeah, Steve in Woodbury.
Okay. Those things happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for being there this morning, guys.
Sure.
I have a question about backups. I've been using the Windows backup, and apparently now in Windows 11, it doesn't seem to be working as well. The last time I used it a few days ago, it missed whole branches of my files. So I was basically wondering if there's another, another backup program that you guys might recommend so that I could just, forget about Microsoft entirely.
We're always trying to forget about Microsoft entirely. That's kind of our whole love-hate relationship. We've talked about EaseUS. It's a Chinese backup software. So that does maybe give you pause. Cronus, is another good option. Mike sent that over to us. If you want to look for another tool that's out there,
can you spell that? I didn't quite catch the name.
Acronis, Acronis.
And EaseUS is
Acronis. Okay.
And EaseUS is EaseUS, and the product that they have is called To-Do Backup.
To-Do Backup, and that this is the Chinese company.
Uh-huh. That's the Chinese one. So, if you're not too concerned about the Chinese looking at your data, not that they should or would or could, but they might. there's no kind of, they're doing it for free. It's kind of weird, right? Why would they do it for free? Cronus is a company and a brand out there that we've used a lot. It's a good choice too.
Okay, so these Cronus will work with Windows 11, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, they both will.
Uh-huh. Okay, and now on, image files, is that an image file something that I have to do periodically, or can I just do it once?
Well,
what do you think, Dennis?
Well, ideally, you can do a complete image once and then do differential backups on top of that. When you're a business, you're not going to necessarily do that. But for home purposes, that would work fine. It should, as long as you can have all of the different files and be able to hold on to them.
Okay, so can you use an image in place of a backup?
Well, the drive image is your backup. Whichever tool you use to generate the image, that's going to be the backup of your drive data.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
If you have any further questions, we may have to come up again. We're coming against a hard break here. We can answer further backup questions. But an image is a backup just as a regular backup is a backup.
Yeah.
Okay. Can this Acronis do an image?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. To-Do and Cronus both operate disk images.
Okay.
We have to step out for a quick break, guys.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. All right, and we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric. And I know Dennis is there. You just got to bring up that slider, Dennis. Dennis,
I did.
You there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
It helps when you hit the right button.
It is one of those things. There's Dennis. So you guys were great this morning. You're all on the line for us. So we got 5 lines all jammed up. And I'm going to try to get this right. We're going to bring on AJ from South Windsor next. Good morning, AJ.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You sound great.
Okay. You're keeping me company on my morning walk again.
So nice.
I have 2 questions. One is on cutting the cord. I'm a retired engineer, and when I interact with the computer guys, I like to see block diagrams. It was easier for me to understand. My knowledge of computing ended with Fortran about 25 years ago.
All right.
Anyway,
that's a while ago.
I think, I think on the cutting the cord, let me just tell you what I think is what I need. I need internet access. I need a smart TV, And then I have choices of whether I go with Hulu or Acorn or whatever all those other choices are. So far, am I correct or not?
You're very well correct. Yes, yep. Sir.
Right on it.
Okay, but now we have our main TVs in our family room, but yep. We have another smaller TV in our kitchen. Do I mm-hmm. need to do that for both TVs?
Well, you need the TV to be able to stream the services you are going to get, the Acorn, the Hulu. So all you need yep. is a smart TV or a device like a Roku or an NVIDIA Shield that'll connect to that TV to make it smart.
Oh, okay. So my run-of-the-mill Samsung in my kitchen, I could get one of those Roku or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That would you can.
Okay. Okay, that's my first question. My second question has to do with blocking senders. Mm. Now, when I'm on a Mac, and by the way, the computer guys that I used to, they didn't use Macs. They used PCs, and we yep. had Silicon Graphics workstations and stuff. But that was all stuff they did. They worked for me. Yep. I won't tell you the name of the corporation that I retired from, but we made jet engines and helicopters and stuff like that. And we're located
all right.
on the East Coast. Anyway, on the blocking it, on the Mac, they say you just put the cursor next to the sender's name and pull down a little menu, and it says block sender. And I've done that. And when I do that, and I'll go back, and I have a choice of unblocking, but I leave it as blocked. Now, does that blocked email go somewhere? Do I have to tell it to go to trash or whatever? Here's my other question. Would I be better off getting a app to pay for to block emails?
You don't need an app to do that. What will happen with that, what you've told the Mac mail app to do is to send that email to like a junk folder. It might be called junk, it might be called spam. I don't recall what that folder is called, but those
trash.
Emails are trash. That whatever happens, it'll just go to one of those folders, and it won't be marked as it won't be left as marked unread, so that you won't be prompted to go look for it. It'll just be invisible to you, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. I've noticed that my trash folder is getting bigger and bigger, so I'm making the assumption that that's where it goes.
They could be going there. It depends on the settings that have been put into the app for what happens with blocked senders. You know, I think you can tell it where you want those emails to go. But by default, it might just go to trash.
And feel free to empty your trash every now and again. Yeah. Reason to hang on to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I wasn't going to have a third question, but you guys mentioned something. I know I'm not pronouncing it correctly. You mentioned a YouCube key or something like that?
YubiKey. Yeah.
Is it just a piece of software, or is it a physical device?
Physical.
It's a physical device.
Yeah, YubiKeys, we'll put a link on our Facebook page and our website for what it is. But it's really a very powerful way to secure your system in that you have to have the YubiKey key plugged into your smartphone, or it can use NCE to sense the key, and you tap it that way, or you plug it into your laptop. And basically, when you log in, it's gonna prompt you to touch the key or have the presence of the key within the proximity of the device. And you would definitely get a very strong security that way, because the bad guys don't have that on their person. You do. So it could literally hang from your keychain for your car.
And I'd better not lose it, right?
Losing it is a problem.
Yeah.
Because if you've made the connections to using it, then it can be, you have to, it's a hassle if you lose it. As with any key, right? If you lose your keys to your house, I mean, you can break the window, but
now,
especially with encryption.
Physically, is this really like an ordinary door key?
It'll have the silhouette of what a key would look like, but it'll actually connect to USB-C or USB.
And is this something you pay for on a subscription basis?
No, you can just purchase them once.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. For about how much? $20?
Yeah, $20 or $30. We put a link up there for you. Did you want to say something, Dennis?
Oh, I was just going to say you buy it once and it's your hardware forever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You just have to interface it with the services that you use. Some of the services that you use will not be able to use the Yubico key yet, unfortunately.
For example, maybe what would that be?
It depends. You might find a bank system that only wants to send you a text for some crazy reason use the key. So those types of some of those services are just not set up for the usage of the key yet.
A lot of banks, for some reason, are really stuck on using SMS only.
Okay, well, hey, thanks a lot. I got a lot of information, and I'll resume my walk and keep listening. Thanks again.
Thank you very much for calling, AJ.
Right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. A couple of other notes for AJ, too, and for you guys cutting the cord, per se. It used to be kind of a misnomer that you're cutting the cord because you still needed the darn cord to give you internet, right? But now you can go to fiber, a different cord, with unlimited bandwidth capabilities like the GoNet speeds of the world. But cellular home internet is also becoming a thing to the point where even the incumbents are marketing against it. And Elon Musk's Starlink is also a thing. So you can almost literally now consider cutting all cords and using cellular from T-Mobile or Verizon or Starlink from Elon Musk's service there, where the entire planet is going to be encompassed in Starlink satellites. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. And you'll be able to connect that way. And they're also going to be offering cell service eventually, too, Starlink is. So another competitor. And we'll put some links up there for you so you can see what that's about. But you could consider literally cutting a cord completely and getting your internet via wireless. Do you want to try another call there, Dennis?
Yeah, let's go to...
you tell me, I'll bring them up.
Jane in Bristol?
Yeah, Jane in Bristol. How are you doing, Jane?
Good. Can you hear me?
We can. What can we do for you?
Okay. I had a MacBook and it died after 5 years, and I'm looking into a Chromebook, and I would just like to know what the specs are. I'm very familiar. I've worked with Chromebooks with kids. And what are the specs that I need for a new Chromebook? And what do you see any negatives? Right now I'm doing everything web-based anyway. I'm not making iMovie. So if you can think of any negatives to getting it versus a PC or another Mac, and what are the specs? That's it. Have a great day.
All right, you too. All right. Basically the specs for a Chromebook, I mean, I started with an i7. Level of Chromebook. It's a little disappointing, and a lot of the apps don't work the way you'd like them to work, and they're not compatible with Chromebook. So I found that to be disappointing. I also found that the Chrome operating system just chews up battery.
That's true.
It's ridiculous. A Chromebook is an option, but the thing is, you can do everything you talked about too by using a PC and maybe having it just run Chrome. A Chromebook is a lot more limiting in what you can run. But the spec, i7 would be a good idea. 16 gigs of RAM, kind of the same kind of specs we give for a Windows 11 machine. i5, i7, 16 gigs of RAM, and a solid state hard drive would be what we'd recommend, because it really is a resource pig for some crazy reason.
Okay. So with the price comparison, are they? Yeah. I know some of the Chromebooks are really expensive, and can I get a I'm just using everything on the web right now. So comparing price with a regular PC?
Yeah, comparing price with a regular PC, the specs I gave you is going to produce a similar price to a PC.
Yeah, you're going to find that the pricing is very close.
Okay, and would you please put the specs on your website, please, for a regular PC?
It's the same thing I just gave you, i7, i5, 16 gigs of RAM, and a solid-state drive. We don't really have a link we can put up there for that, but it's those standard specs.
I'm good.
You're welcome, Jane.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I don't know about you, Dennis, but I've been a little disappointed with Chromebooks still. Do you use one?
I don't use one, but we have dealt with them from time to time at Tab's help desk.
Yeah, yeah.
And can I say that it's often a massive groan? Because you know that something is just not going to work the way it's expected for us or for the customer. And they're very frustrating to deal with, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I would think they'd be better. I know Carolyn's probably screaming in your ear that we have to take a break. So we're going to do that. We'll step out for a quick break, Carolyn, I promise. We're going to get to Joe, Rick, Paul, and Joe as well. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
And we are back.
We are, and Dennis is there. I love it.
I hit the right button.
We want to thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Dennis is driving the bus in Farmington, and I am at an undisclosed remote location coming to you via the interwebs. And believe it or not, I'm bringing up the calls remotely, which is even crazier. And you guys are nice enough to join us this morning. So we're going to go right to your calls. It looks like we got Paul on the longest in South Windsor. What's going on, Paul?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I have a 7-year-old Dell laptop that I'm going to be shortly replacing with a brand new Dell laptop.
Okay, congratulations.
And thank you. I'd like to transfer the files from the old laptop to the new laptop so I get everything, all my apps and programs and data over as painlessly as possible. When I Google that to try to find out, I'm offered a lot of software packages that will apparently do that for me. Is that the way to go, or is there some other method that you would recommend?
Well, you can go with a software package like AppLink, but for the most part, you're just going to be copying files from one computer to another, and things like programs generally have to be reinstalled from scratch anyway, so you can't really save yourself that task.
Okay, well,
so when it comes from moving your data, usually that's a small amount that you're going to be copying from one computer to another, and it you can just
the data files I'm okay with. It's the programs and apps. I want to have the same home page on the screen on my new one as my old one, with all the passwords still in there and everything, so I don't have to go like you implied, reloading all that stuff.
You're asking for something that doesn't exist, Paul. Sorry.
Well, the LapLink product that I mentioned will do it.
That's what they claim.
It'll do that.
Really?
Yeah.
But if he's got disparate, like Win 7 to Win 11, that's not going to go well.
I have Windows 10 on this one that's going to Windows 11.
Okay.
That's
probably
closer. Yeah.
But it's worth a shot to get one of those and do.
It's worth a shot if they claim that they'll do the password copy. I've not used that tool to do that because usually I like starting fresh and not loading all the junk that I've had on my old machine. That's just how I approach it.
Sure.
And if you think about it, too, with your cell phones, too, even those app migrations, if you go from one cell phone to the next, a lot of times you're still reconfiguring some of that because the apps get loaded fresh.
Yeah, okay. When it comes to things like saved passwords in browsers, often be in an encrypted file on the computer, and the encryption may depend on the computer itself. So even if that gets moved, the passwords might not be readable on the other computer.
It looks like I'm going to have some work to do anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Second quick question. Our town every few months has a electronic recycling program to recycle my old laptop. I'm worried about security, about all the stuff that's on it. What's a good way to wipe everything out so it's not going to, you know, the nefarious people aren't going to get a hold of passwords or stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, you could take the hard drive out, physically physically smash it.
Yep, smash it or drill it carefully. Wear eye protection.
Yes.
You can also use a digital shredding software that supposedly will put random zeros and ones, but unfortunately there's nothing random about zeros and ones, even if it wants to be random, because it's a computer program. So even the NSA and FBI can undo the zero and ones from what we've read and understood. Not that they're going to do that. Not that you're doing anything wrong.
So the most sure way to do it would be pull the hard drive out and sledgehammer it.
That's a pretty good way to make sure that drive is unreadable going forward. And then you can still give it to them to the e-cycling so that if they're going to take any precious metals out of it, they can still do that.
Okay. Actually, it's a solid state hard drive, so I don't know what they have in that.
Oh, yeah. They probably won't have too much. Well, there might be some gold connectors.
There will be still be some metals that they can melt out of the broken drive. Yep.
Okay, I'll do it that way then. I've taken it back off before, so I'm not afraid to do that. All right, guys, thanks so much for your help.
You got it, Paul. Thank you.
Yep. Bye bye.
Bye. Definitely important to e-cycle. I mean, you don't have to be a environmentalist type of tree hugger to know that we don't need all this junk back in our landfills. Why would we want to go out and get precious metals when it's right there? I mean, you got people that'll go out and stick a pan in the water and try to get a couple of grams of gold when it's literally attached to the connectors. It makes some good sense to try to e-cycle it. But definitely drill your drives. That way you don't have to worry about any data going anywhere. We have some time here. Let's go. Who's the longest here?
I think it's Joe in New Haven.
I think you're correct. Morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. What can we do for you?
I got a question. I was thinking as a laptop I was going to get, I don't know if I pronounce it, Asus, A-S-U-S?
Mm-hmm. Asus.
That's how you pronounce it?
That's how we do it.
Okay. I got a question. I just surf the internet. I don't game. I really don't watch videos for the most part. I'm just basically looking for something that's reliable. I wonder if that's a good choice.
It is a good choice. Asus is a good quality brand.
Yes.
And they're a Taiwanese company. From what I understand, and we've used a lot of their components in the building of our systems for decades, with very good quality, very good success. So, yeah, if you look at maybe an $800 or $900 laptop for what you're talking about, you should be in good shape. But do understand?
The one I'm looking now is like 540 or so.
So okay, what kind of CPU are they putting in there, Joe?
Was that gigs?
No, that's the actual engine, the processor. What kind of processor are they putting in there?
I don't know.
All right. Find out if it's at least an i5 and make sure it's at least 11th or better gen. You don't want something old and slow.
No, it's Windows 11.
No, it's Windows 11, yep, but the generation of that processor is what we're worried about.
Yeah, the processor generation is what you're looking at.
Keep it current.
What's it have to be?
Yeah, 11th gen or newer. All right.
11th or newer. And what was the other one?
i5. Make sure it's an i5 or better.
i5 or better. And for what I use it, we're going to use it for, should I get 8 gigs or 16?
You got to get 16 these days with Windows 11. And we're hitting a hard break here, Joe, but I hope that helps you.
Yeah, if I get 8, can I upgrade it to 16?
You can. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.